Hello?
Good evening. My name is Eliseo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
Okay.
Are you or is anyone in your household or a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No. I mean, I'm just registered Democrat.
Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th?
Okay.
I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
Oh, I'm definitely going to vote.
With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Some college.
Okay. What is your main racial background?
I guess white Caucasian. My family's from Eastern Europe.
Okay. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, over 65.
Over 65.
All right.
Not much, but over.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Ocala County are going in the right direction? Or
oh, Osceola County. Is that what you're saying? Osceola County?
Osceola, yes. I apologize.
It's all actually Osceola, but we just say Osceola. He was King Osceola.
Okay. Okay.
Of the Indians.
I'll read the question again. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Osceola County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
I think they're okay. I don't know. They're getting around to doing things they should have done 35 years ago, but I guess they're doing them. Finally.
When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive Recreational and Flood Control Land. And the ballot reads, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife habitat, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation, shall Osceola County levy an additional 0.25 million ad valorem tax and issue bonds.
Ad valorem.
All right. Ad valorem
it's
tax and issue bonds.
Ad valorem taxes, yeah.
Okay. Payable therefrom in one or more series with an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness, maturing not later than 20 years from issuance, bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against the proposal?
Yes.
The proposal. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting?
Definitely.
Yes in favor? Okay. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you vote yes in favor or of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor.
Okay. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and cost an average Osceola County homeowners about $40 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $40 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $23 per year. I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $100 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $57 per year. I am fine with the current proposal, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. I oppose to this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to conserve environmentally sensitive lands.
That's quite the question there. I would give the most money. The 57 was the highest, I think.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Osceola County focus on most to help you and your family? Improving public education in local schools, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, reducing traffic and congestion, dealing with inflation and high costs of living, controlling growth and development, holding the line in property taxes and reducing government spending, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, reducing property insurance costs, improving the economy and creating jobs, protecting water quality and water supply.
How about all of the above?
Oh, you can only choose one or...
Really? Oh, my God, that's ridiculous. The traffic's horrible. I wouldn't choose that up at education.
Okay.
Really, all of those have to be addressed. Write that answer in.
All right. Which one do you think is the most that needs help? Or the,
in
the
Osceola County, really, all of them. But I don't know. Let's say school, whatever. Education,
okay.
I guess.
Improving public education in local schools? Okay.
Sure.
Do you think Osceola County is growing and developing? Too fast?
Oh, definitely.
Too slowly?
Too fast?
About right.
I don't know. About right, I guess.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I guess I do.
There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. to protect wildlife habitat.
Approve.
To provide natural flood water storage to help reduce flooding.
Approve. I'd probably approve all of them.
Okay. To protect the Florida Wildlife Corridor?
Sure. How many more questions can I ask you?
Just a couple more.
Okay, because you said it's a short survey, and it doesn't really seem that way.
Okay. To provide land for trails and passive recreation?
Sure.
To acquire and manage environmentally sensitive land?
Sure.
To protect all open space from overdevelopment?
Yes. Oh, it's one of those all of the above, I'm sure.
Okay. You will now be given a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate if it would make you more likely or less likely to support the program. If each would make you no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be an annual public audit of how the funds are spent.
Okay.
Would this make you more likely to support the program?
Sure.
Okay. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Okay, more likely.
The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
More likely. There's you do more likely for all of them.
Okay. You will now be given some statements in favor of this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. As a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal, if each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Preserving natural areas, wildlife habitat, and water resources can play a very important role in preserving our quality of life in Osceola County.
Very convincing.
Nothing is more important than having clean water to drink. By supporting this proposal, we can purchase land to protect drinking water quality by preventing
runoff. All very convincing. I'm someone who'll be for all these programs, so.
Okay. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, definitely voting yes in favor.
You will now be given some statements against this program to conserve.
Oh, God, no. I mean, this is not a short survey, dude. That's all the time I have.
All righty. Thank you very much for your time, ma'am.